I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, June 25th. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says he has no problem with the City Council wanting to approve any tax exemptions for the Grossman companies to redevelop their property on Granite Street in Quincy Center. The Council approved an amendment to an ordinance that places the Star Market and the TJ Maxx shopping districts into the City's Housing Development Incentive Program to encourage more affordable housing. The Council added that any tax breaks for Grossmans are subject to council approval. The mayor says he hopes that won't slow down the redevelopment. Ward 2 Councilor Richard Ash proposed that amendment after residents spoke against any tax breaks for Grossmans, arguing that the tax incentive program is meant for affordable housing projects only. The Quincy City Council recently approved spending $8.25 million on capital improvements and equipment purchases. Councilor-at-Large Nina Liang says the appropriation helps Quincy maintain and improve the services offered to residents. Mayor Thomas Koch says the request was a modest one compared to years past due to the increased cost for goods and services in what he calls a lean budget year. City of Quincy Planning Department has won a national award for the fifth year in a row and for the 13th time since 2004. The John A. Sasso National Community Development Week Award was presented to city planners Sean Glennon, Sherry Zhao, and Jane Berry at the National Community Development Association's annual meeting held recently in Salt Lake City, Utah. The award recognizes communities for exemplary efforts to raise awareness about the need and importance of the Federal Community Development Block Grant Program. In addition, Glennon was elected treasurer of the National Community Development Association. It's a busy night ahead for the Quincy Planning Board. Tonight, public hearings are scheduled for 7 proposed new developments. A 4-story, 18-unit complex is proposed for 90 School Street. A 4-story, 21-unit complex is proposed for 506 South Street. A 6-story storage facility is proposed for 21 Weston Avenue. Plans continue for a 62-unit complex and a separate 19-unit complex on Old Colony Avenue. Plans for a 3-story, 18-unit complex at the former Grumpy White's restaurant on C Street continue. And the Quincy Housing Authority wants to build a 7-story, 94-unit building behind Tobin Towers on Clay Street in Wollaston. Planning Board meeting begins tonight at 6 at Old City Hall. An interim chief has been named to lead the Canton Police Department, with Canton Police Chief Helena Rafferty set to retire next week. Joseph Perkins was announced as her immediate replacement at a select board meeting last night. Perkins previously served as chief of the Middleborough Police Department from 2014 until his retirement last year. The department noted at the time that he'd been in law enforcement for 35 years. The Canton Select Board voted unanimously to instill Perkins. He told members that he plans to rely on his experience as he helps the town take the first step in finding a full-time chief. Rafferty took over as chief in June of 2022, just months after the body of Boston police officer John O'Keefe was found outside a Fairview Road home. Her tenure as chief has been marked by the controversial case against Karen Reed, O'Keefe's girlfriend, who was acquitted last week of his murder. Massachusetts State Police led the investigation into Reed, but Canton officers took part in the days after O'Keefe's death. Some testified at Reed's first trial. The department was conflicted off the case, as Officer Kevin Albert is the brother of Brian Albert, the owner of the property where O'Keefe was found. Kevin Albert was ultimately suspended 3 days without pay after the department looked into a night of drinking described in testimony by Michael Proctor, the disgraced lead investigator later fired by the state police. The Reed case led to an audit of the Canton Police Department that ended earlier this year with investigative firm Five Stones Intelligence releasing its findings in a 200-page report that found no wrongdoing. Labor unions rallied yesterday against bills that are up for a hearing that would create a regulatory framework for driverless cars in Massachusetts. There would be 70,000 app drivers and tens of thousands of Teamsters, truck, transport, and delivery drivers displaced from their jobs if autonomous vehicles without human operators took to the roads in Massachusetts, according to the Greater Boston Labor Council, AFL-CIO. A coalition of drivers and union members gathered in near 100-degree heat on the statehouse steps, arguing for the value of human drivers, who they said can respond appropriately in certain passenger situations. Driverless rideshare services like Waymo would also increase traffic congestion, according to the drivers. Union representation included the App Drivers Union, Teamsters Local 25, Boston Building Trades Unions, and International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers. Members are supportive of a different pair of bills pertaining to autonomous vehicles, which would require a human operator to be physically present in autonomous vehicles transporting commerce or passengers in Massachusetts. Massachusetts could pump billions of dollars into climate resilience improvements, land conservation efforts, clean water, and more under a policy-heavy borrowing bill that Governor Healey unveiled yesterday in Braintree, flanked by local officials and environmental activists who praised the measure's wide scope. Healey rolled out a more than $2.9 billion environmental bond bill packed with reforms she and her deputies said would touch topics ranging from wildfires to flooding impacts on home insurance to dams and culverts. Highlights of the 51-page bill include funding for upgrades to the Department of Conservation and Recreation properties, flood control projects, clean water infrastructure, and food security programs, as well as policy reforms such as streamlining environmental permitting with an eye toward speeding up housing development. Healey pitched the proposal as especially necessary at a time when President Trump and Republicans in Congress are pursuing significant spending cuts. The five-year bond bill Healey proposed calls for $764 million in borrowing to fund upgrades at DCR properties, $401 million for dams and flood control projects, $315 million for the Municipal Vulnerabilities Preparedness Program, and $304 million for land stewardship and conservation. Energy and Environmental Affairs Secretary Rebecca Tepper said about 200 of the state's 3,000 dams are in poor condition and warned that many of the 25,000 culverts and small bridges sprinkled across the state are too small for the kind of rain that we're now getting. Other major funding proposals include $505 million for clean water infrastructure and addressing contamination from PFAS, sometimes referred to as forever chemicals, due to how long they take to break down, plus $125 million for food security programs. The bill would also launch a resilience revolving fund that would provide low-interest loans to communities so they can invest in resilience projects that reduce risk and protect people and property. Healey wove some policy changes into the bill, too. Several focus on speeding up permitting involving waterways and environmental reviews, including with the removal of MEPA environmental impact report requirements for some housing and natural restoration projects. Well, the American Red Cross is holding a blood drive in Quincy today. It's scheduled from 1 to 6 p.m. at St. Thomas Aquinas Hall on Darrow Street on Howe's Neck. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment. Check of business news. Stocks soared yesterday. The Dow shot up 507 points. The NASDAQ rose 281. And the S&P is up 67. Shares rose in Europe and Asia after U.S. stocks climbed to near their all-time high. The dollar rose, the euro was up, and oil at $67 a barrel. In sports, the Angels beat the Red Sox 3-2, 10 innings last night. They play again on the West Coast at 4:07 this afternoon. The National Weather Service forecast for today, a heat advisory remains in effect, hazy, hot, and humid, with a chance for some afternoon showers and a high today of 92. For tonight, some patchy fog, and lows tonight will drop into the mid-60s. Cloudy and cooler tomorrow, a high of 73. Friday could have some morning showers, and then cloudy, high of 70. Looks like rain and maybe some thunderstorms around on Saturday, the high of 72. For the boater, waves about a foot, a northwest wind, 5 to 10 knots, becomes easterly later today, and a high tide at 11:57 this morning. Sunrise at 5:08, sets at 8:24. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, June 25th.